It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 1973, five American fashion designers and five French designers came together for a Paris runway fundraiser. That fundraiser turned into a competition and an industry-changing event in fashion history. The documentary film Versailles 73 looks at how that Paris show brought African Americans to the forefront of fashion. Filmmaker Deborah Riley Draper comes to the August Wilson Center this weekend for a screening of the award-winning documentary. She joins us now by phone from Atlanta, Georgia. Deborah Riley Draper, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited to be on the phone with you and even more excited to head to Pittsburgh on Sunday to screen the film at the August Wilson Center.
Well, we're glad to have you and we're looking forward to seeing it. Tell us more about the story behind this film.
Well, I actually discovered this story January 2011. I was actually researching another documentary and stumbled across an article on NPR about a luncheon that was held at the Met to celebrate the black models who had participated in 1973. And I was like, wow, I've never heard of this story. I've never heard of these groundbreaking women. So I began to do a little bit more research, a lot more investigation, and I discovered what a meaty, juicy story you have on the American side: Bill Blass, Anne Klein, Stephen Burroughs, Oscar de la Renta, and Halston. And on the French side, Yves Saint Laurent, Christian Dior, Hubert de Givenchy, Pierre Cardin, and Emmanuel Ungaro, and 12 black models. Quite the motley crew, I would say, in 1973.
And you may have just answered the question I was about to ask, but why was it so revolutionary?
Well, a couple things were happening. You know, we had just come out of the civil rights movement, and seeing a collective of black models representing the United States of America in Paris had never been done before. And it was quite coincidental that this happened. When they were putting together the model pool, you had to vote. You had to have three designers pick you out of the five to actually make the show. And as luck would have it, all of these 12 black girls actually made the show. And there were 36 models total, but this was a significant representation of African Americans, which was highly unusual at the time in France or the U.S. So when the French and American audiences at the Chateau saw these girls, everyone went wild. The programs went up in the air, and it was bravos for everyone. And that launched the careers of those five designers on the international stage.
How about some of the names of some of the other people that made it big as a result of this event? Maybe some of the models, too.
Well, you know, I'll start with someone who was an assistant to Anne Klein at that moment. That was Donna Karan.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Stephen Sprouse and Dennis Christopher were assistants to Halston. Dennis was in college, and he was an actor at the time, and you may have seen him recently in Django as the lawyer for Leonardo DiCaprio. But in college, he got a job working for a guy by the name of Halston. Andy Warhol was there. Pat Cleveland, who you may recognize as a guest from America's Next Top Model and from magazines and runways all over the world. She was one of the models. Beth Ann Hardison, mother to Kadeem Hardison, and also manager of like Tyson Beckford, and launched the careers of so many models, and is the editor at large of Vogue Italia. She was there as well. So there was quite an amazing group of people on the French side as well. One of the performers for the French and one of her last major performances was Josephine Baker.
Incredible, incredible, legendary names. And so those are some of the people. What about the fashions? Talk about the fashions that came out of this show.
Well, the thing that really turned everyone's head was that the American designs were so fresh. They were so innovative. And you saw a lot of jerseys, and Stephen Burroughs did something that was just very fresh at that moment. The wrap dress with a lettuce edge hem in a multicolored hue. Oscar de la Renta had chiffon gowns and peaches and yellows and all these amazing pastels and bright colors. Halston had dresses that were satin, many of which did not have tops, So the breasts were out, or one breast was out. So they were very provocative in what he brought to the table. And Bill Blass did a bit of a nod to Cole Porter, but with a modern twist. So very, very different from the very traditional and very staid kind of creations that were brought on by the French. And the French show was 2.5 hours long. The American show was 35 minutes. There were stark differences between the David and Goliath of this fashion world on that stage at that moment.
And people must have been, I'm guessing, you know, even though this is the late or the early 70s, that people were probably in a bit of shock over all this.
Well, they were shocked for a lot of reasons. They were shocked because they saw 12 black girls on the stage where Marie Antoinette married Louis XVI. They were shocked because the music that the Americans chose was Barry White and Al Green, and they'd never heard those sounds throughout the halls of the Chateau de Versailles before. So the music, the movement, the dance, the fabrics, the designs were all so fresh and so modern and so contemporary, it blew everyone away.
And so what compelled you, Deborah, to make this film?
Well, I wanted to share this story because it's a really positive part of U.S. history, of Black history, and it's Black History Month, so it was yesterday, it was the last day. But this story tells how when we work together as a team, Americans, regardless of the background, the race, when we come together and represent our country, we do extraordinary things, and we make our mark across this country. And that show impacts the way retailers do business today. It impacts the way designers put on runway shows. It impacts the way the entire fashion industry approaches ready-to-wear. So the changes were global and lasting. It changed the way the French presented fashion shows. After that show, Givenchy had a total cabine of all African-American models for 10 straight years. YSL's house model was Munya, who was African-American, for 15 years. So it really impacted the European culture in a tremendous way.
I cannot wait to see this film, and it is showing at the August Wilson Center this weekend, Versailles 73. We've been talking with the filmmaker, Deborah Riley Draper. Deborah, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing Pittsburgh.
Monday on Essential Pittsburgh, psychologist Robert Schwartz discusses 5 principles for living happier lives and our weekly updates on city council and sports. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.